have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond Defense Family for an amazing experience. Beyond Defense is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your events the best in the city. Book Beyond Defense today at beyonddefense.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond Defense, your audience will thank you.
Blood Brothers, The Jewel, David Benton, Beyond a Fence in a building. This is what y'all want?
Yeah.
You gon' get it. Huh?
It don't bother me, it don't bother me, taking home. It don't bother me, money on. It don't bother me, money on. It don't bother me, taking home. It don't bother me, taking home. It don't bother me, money on. It don't bother me, money on.
I ain't worried about it. 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 13 years in the bed and people let me for dead. Hit the weight, smiling red, cause I'm a thoroughbred. Every word that I said I kept. You slept on me, the government stepped on me. My homies just left on me. Nobody but mama died. Daddy stressed, kids too. You would know what I've been through. If you did a bit too, you think that you know me. Cool, we went to the same school. Showing you chain gang and B came a dang fool. I ain't cool, but still I don't blame you. I'm not the same dude. I'm winning, it can't lose. Never be gangster or thug, but I did pop a slug when I was selling drugs in the slum. On the inside of Knoxville, homies they got killed. Just because I'm not a killer don't mean that I'm not real. God told me my purpose, I was nervous and got chill. Survivor, striving, that's why I'm not bothered.
It don't bother me, it don't bother me, taking home. It don't bother me, running on. It don't bother me, running on. It don't bother me, taking on. It don't bother me, taking on. It don't bother me, running on. It don't bother me, running on.
I ain't worried about it. 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 I ain't worried about it.
I got haters on haters.
I got haters on haters.
I got haters for haters.
I trade haters for haters.
They hated the haters. You ain't getting no favors. See you later, the haters. Yes, I'm a partaker. Yes, you will come save us. Y'all haters keep talking and talking and talking. More talking ain't gonna do nothing. You just keep on walking and walking. More talking ain't down for no sparking. Can't roll with the chosen, so you should go pocket. Oh, you really ain't about it. You just like the music. Get up out of the way, let the jewel go on and doze it. This ain't a dream, I was put on a scene, feel a sting with this mic in my hand. You think you can judge me, this clay, this vessel, got soldier, this man? I stand on the rock and it's heavy and steady, that's right that I stand. I'm telling you fam, I ain't choosing to do this, so this all I got planned. No, I don't care what you talking about, low-key capping, what it be about. I hear the devil coming out your mind like no, we don't play cause we're from the side. Too blessed to be strapped, we don't even care what you talking about.
It don't bother me, taking
home.
It don't bother me, running on. It don't bother me,
running
on. It don't bother me,
taking
home. It don't bother me,
running
on. It don't bother me,
running
on.
I ain't worried about it. 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 I ain't worried about it.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
Welcome right here on Beyond the Radio. This your host, your main man, the coach, David Benton, and I am in the building, and I can tell you no about now, I am smiling. That's right, I am smiling. That intro song that y'all just heard, oh my God. Look, it touched me because I haven't really, you know, I haven't even played that song in so long, and it just took me back. But that is a song, you know, called I Ain't Worried About It by myself, David Benton, featuring The Jewel. And, man, I had so much fun with it. It was a blessing. But, man, hey, shout out to Elation. Thanks for playing that song because I didn't know that that was going to be the intro for the night. And it took me back to some good old days. So, yes. Shout out to the Elation family. We love you. We thank you, Kimmy Kim. I greatly appreciate everything that you do for us. You have blessed us in so many ways, and we don't take your kindness for granted. And we thank you for that. And we love you guys, the kings and queens, and the men and women of God who stay tuned every Sunday right here on Beyond the Radio. We don't take you for granted. We appreciate it. So with that being said, we're going to go on with the show because we're going to have a wonderful topic for you guys tonight. Can I get a drum roll? The coach, Chase Samuels, are you in the building?
Chase Samuels is in the building, and I'm smiling.
Yeah.
What's up, Elation family?
Hey.
I'm in the building. I should be like super duper tired, but you know what? I'm happy to be here with the Elations family and the listeners every Sunday with you, Coach David Benton, and just everybody who's been supporting. Shout out to the BDF family. We know that you are tuned in, and anyone from, you know, the New Covenant family and our extended families and our immediate families, thank you guys for tuning in every Sunday like you do and just supporting. And all to the new listeners, you know, we get messages, Coach David, about people having to get pens and pads, and they don't know what they're going to get when they come on. And so at least we know that they're getting some nuggets, because when they say they coming back equipped. So shout out to you guys as well. But Coach DB, Coach David Benton, how has your week been? I got to catch you before you catch me, because you be concerned about everybody else's week, but we want to know how your week's been.
Well, my week has been fantastic, really just preparing for, you know, we got a show right here in Knoxville, right here on the 22nd. I'm excited to have the Beyond the Fence family. We all just going to have a blessed time with the Breath of Life Ministries. And it's going, we're going to have a ball, you know. So just preparing for that. And, you know, my week's been fantastic. Like I tell everybody, it's not, you know, about boasting or bragging. It's just, I really do love my life. I enjoy my life. And I know that things happen and with life, but that don't stop me from being joyful. You know, I still love life. Like, life, my life is beautiful. And the thing about it, the more I say it, the more I believe it. So when things come my way, I still know how to enjoy life. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I tell everybody, smile. Because when you smile, things might not go away, but it helps calm that moment, you know. So I have had a beautiful week, regardless, a beautiful week. you know.
Good. I don't. One thing I learned from you before you go on, one thing I learned from you years and years and years ago, you know, after doing 13 years in the federal prison system and coming out, you know, I met a lot of people, including myself, who might have taken, you know, this world for granted. And so, you know, there were a number of things I used to complain about. And I didn't really see it as complaining. I just had a certain way of living that I didn't realize how fortunate, that's the word that I want to use, how fortunate I was. And I remember just a few times me saying, like, I can't believe this or I can't believe that. And you're like, you know what? you know what I've just been in. And so it does allow you to kind of transform the way you see things and the way that you complain about things, not knowing that you're complaining about them. So so when you said what you just said, I think I can say I'm a true testament to and witness to what you have experienced over that 13-year span of being incarcerated to coming out and seeing how fortunate people are but not recognizing it. So, yes, we all have a reason to smile.
Yes, and it really go into our topic for tonight. But before we go to the topic, I do want to say this, man. Like I said earlier, shout out to Elation. You know, we having you know, the Elation Honors in November, and you know, it's going to be a blessing. Like, and for the listeners who can't, you know, participate right there in St. Louis with us, you can go to the Elation page, Beyond the Fence page, get all the information, the dates. But the ones who can't come, if you just want to sow a seed, just, and, you know, we're not the type to really ask for money or nothing, but this is not really asking for money like that. This is really like an investing because, you know, it's being a part of an investment. Because I will say that Kimmy Kim, one thing about her, she does invest in herself, and she do not have a problem investing in others. So if y'all want to be a blessing, you can go to Cash App and go to $ELATIONMAG. That's $ELATIONMAG. Whether it's a dollar or $2 or $100, whatever God put in your heart, be a part of the solution, because it really is an investment, because everything she do, and I hope you guys can come. It's Elation Honors. I'm excited to be there. I had a fantastic time every time I came. What about you, Coach Shay?
Oh, I have enjoyed myself the few years that I've been going. I have absolutely enjoyed myself. And talk about investment, Coach David. Kimmy Kim is not short or shy on investing in this event to make sure you have the best food, to make sure that you feel honored, to know that you're honored. The people that she brings from all different states, I mean, you know, even the hotel. So she invests in you, not you personally, but just in general. So she's not short or shy on investing in this to make it the best event ever. So I can attest to that as well.
Yes, yes. So y'all do that. That is Elation Mag. Well, $ Elation Mag. Y'all go to it and bless the queen. I'm telling you, and it won't be in vain. It won't be in vain. It won't be a waste of time. You'll actually see where your money went. So, I mean, like, honestly, so, yeah, shout out to Kimmy Kim, and we definitely appreciate you right here on Beyond the Radio. Because when we come down there, we got you. We're going to give you our all. We're going to give you 125%. That's right. Because you deserve it. That's right. We family. And that's how we do it. We coming down there and we going to do what we do best. That's right. So shout out to Elation. Shout out to Kimmy Kim. But, yeah, Coach Shay, it really what we was talking about, you know, me doing the time and going through it. So when I came home, I know how to deal with certain things. Because I'm still appreciative, I'm still grateful, I'm still thankful. And I think, like, coming home and me going to church and, you know, my mom, you know, I always seen a praying mom growing up. As my mom was, she was the evangelist. And so I grew up in the church, and I always thought, like, well, this is how I have to do it. And I always felt less than because I couldn't be my natural self. You know what I'm saying? I had to be who people expect me to be versus be myself. One thing prison did for me, it helped me get away from everybody so I can get in touch with me. And when I came home, a lot of people couldn't accept who I was because I finally found myself, you know. It took 13 years, but I found myself. Had my own voice, my own attitude, the way I think of life. And I don't have to agree with you. And it's fine, you know, you don't have to agree with me. And I found my voice. And when you are being your authentic self, people would think less than because they feel like you're being rebellious, which is always of the devil because the devil is the adversary of God. But then we got to understand I'm only rebellious according to the way you're seeing me. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody don't see me rebellious. Some people say that's natural for you to be yourself, right? You know what I'm saying? It's natural. For you to be your own self, that's natural.
Right.
But then when you're not being your authentic self, now you're being unnatural. But watch this. We're looking for the supernatural. You get what I'm saying? Like you're skipping steps, people. You're skipping steps. You get what I'm saying? Like we're praying to God, we're doing this, and we fasting. And guess what? And your heart is in the right place. Your heart is in the right place. And you're trying to get to the supernatural because that's how much faith you have, and that's beautiful. But a lot of us are not doing it in our natural selves because we're only being a shell of a person. We're only being who people expect us to be, meaning we went outside our identity. Jesus came and said, I'm about my Father's business, right? And it's like, how can you be about your Father's business if you're not your natural self? He said, I'm the Son of the living God. They try to make him say something else. Jesus said what he said, and that was what it was. I am. Like David Benton, I am. I know who I am. God allowed me to be me. You know what I'm saying? Like God is pleased with me being me versus who you say I should be according to your paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
Which can be really called spiritual selfishness. I just freestyled that. I'm trying to tell you, I freestyled that. I ain't even read that. No, I ain't read that. Spiritual selfishness. Oh, go ahead, Coach Shay.
I love it. Just to kind of piggyback off of you, you know, I remember when I was growing up too, and I know a lot of people heard my story and I've shared it with you a couple of times. I remember, and you know, even in the book that I had started writing, entitled In Finding Me, I went back to my childhood in the beginning of this book and started talking about all the things that I thought I wanted to be growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was writing it, I had to stop a few times, Coach David, because as I was writing it, I started reminiscing on those things that I was writing about. And so I had to stop every now and then because I was thinking about my grandmother and what she instilled in me. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about my mother and the things that she instilled in me. And in the book, I talk about some car rides home from when we used to leave from the basketball games and the baseball games at night. And I just started reminiscing about these type of things. And I was thinking about how I thought I was going to be a ballerina, how I thought I was going to be the tennis player, how I was going to be, you know, ironically, singing was never a part of it. But here's the thing, and everything I did, everything that I wrote, I was doing it at 100% as a kid. As I got older, I started doing what other people felt was best for me. And I remember at those times, that might have been the most unhappiest of all times. I remember having my first daughter and my grandmother, God rest and bless her soul. But my grandmother, my mom's mother, the first time we found out I was pregnant, the first thing she said to me was, we're going to the social services building. That was the first thing she said. It was customary in our family to just go to the social services building. And again, I always have to give my disclaimer. There's nothing wrong with going to the social services building. But knowing who I was at the time, knowing who I am even now, I wanted to work for it. And when I said I wanted to work for it, I felt like I was shunned. I felt like I was set apart, and I felt like I went against our family moral values and traditions all in the same sentence.
Right.
So I wasn't truly allowed to be who I wanted to be because it broke family tradition.
Yes.
And the sad part about it was that it made me feel like I had to come down, not to take away from anything or anyone who did decide to do that. I just knew who I was. So what I did when I worked the three jobs, I still heard the murmuring. Well, look, if she did this, she wouldn't have to work those three jobs. She would be home with the kids more. She would be able to do this. She would be able to do that. And it was unfair for me because I couldn't be myself. So when I started to learn this, and this is in the natural, so we say, this is in the natural. But in the spiritual, as I started to become more aware in the spiritual world, in the spiritual realm, when I became more aware and I had more questions, even then I wasn't able to be myself.
Well,
I mean, it was the strangest thing to me because when we start going to church, we hear, come as you are. I heard that my whole life, Coach David. You know, God says, come as you are. But when I came as I was, they tried to change everything about me. Why do you sing this way? Why do you dress this way? How come this happens this way? Maybe you need to sit down for a while and soak a bit. Maybe this needs to happen. And so the more I started to pursue, the more I was, the attempt to change who I was a bit more aggressive. And so here's when you said, am I about my father's business? Here's how it happened. I had to sit down one day and say, who is Shay? Who is Shay Samuels? And I started to realize the person that I was becoming was about my father's business. And then I started to think, why isn't everyone else aligning with that? Why is it such an issue? Why am I having so many troubles in the places that I should be? Like, people should be happy about this. Well, when I started to read in God's word, I realized that it was because I was about my father's business. My focus wasn't to the left or to the right. It was, I knew who I was. I walked in that very thing, and people questioned my confidence. Listen, people, people questioned the confidence, and they began to call it arrogant, and they began to call it selfless. And then they began to call it ungodly. I was confident in God's word, the very thing that people were saying, study. I was confident in myself because I was always told to go for what you know. I started identifying with my purpose. So I realized in a nutshell, Coach David, I truly was about my father's business. And when the people around me didn't understand what that looked like, they had to title it something else. Back to you, Coach David.
Well, thanks for that, Coach A. And I want everyone to know, like, kings and queens, men and women of God, one thing about us, you know, this is really how we do. Like, we have meetings in Beyond the Fence. We have Beyond the Fence meetings. And, you know, I don't talk about our meetings, but this particular meeting we just had, it was just about the same thing, like, be a natural self. And we all hold each other accountable. You know, I've been held accountable many times, you know what I'm saying, because I have a responsibility. So there's the expectation, and I have to meet the expectation. It's just the reality of it. So we talk about these things even behind closed doors because this is really who we are. So we're not doing this for entertainment purposes. We really want to help people go beyond their fence. So the thing about it, I think one of the biggest problems is people don't want to be themselves because you're trying to be what people expect you to be because it's comfortable. You know, it's less confrontational. You know, you're not a confrontational person. You know, that's not who you are. You know, so you just go with the flow, because you go with the flow, you keep things, you know, smooth and going. You don't have to worry about it a lot. You know, you just do it. And then some of us, then you have some who's just been programmed a certain way because it's been like that since you was a child. That's how you know.
Mm-hmm.
So now just it's just repetition. And you just go by what you see. You mimic it. And you say, okay, well, this is the correct way to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's your teaching. Okay, that's fine too. But then you have those people. But then you just have some people who just straight confused. And y'all hold them accountable and think like something wrong with them. But they're confused because they're afraid to be themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're afraid to be who they really are because they don't want to be talked about. They don't want to be ridiculed. So they feel that they can't be their authentic self. So them the ones that really be over-righteous at times. You know what I'm saying? They trying so hard, and it really is like it's hard for people to gravitate to them. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like over-righteousness. And it's like, look, to be your authentic self. And when it comes to everybody being their authentic self, it's just about respecting the next person for being who they are. It's just okay to be different. It's okay to think different. It's okay to take one sentence and I see it that way and you see it that way. And if that sentence really blessed me and that sentence really blessed you, like sincerely blessed you, where it actually you there was a change involved, a higher learning now, growth.
Mm-hmm.
Since that's so healthy, it shouldn't still be a quarrel on who's right or who's wrong. Because if you read it, see, the Bible is for you, but we have used it because it's a sword, remember? We'll think about that. We use it as a sword. So now everybody really is fighting with it. I think y'all got it wrong. I think Jesus showed us examples in the Bible where, you know, the devil said, do this, do that. And he just used the word on him. But understand, he didn't shoot first, the devil did. When he took him to the mount and said, I give you this, then he told him to jump off. Y'all know, that one. He used the word, but it was for defense. He didn't start it. He didn't start that trouble. He could have rebuked him right there on the spot, you know, but it was for what? And we're talking about Jesus. Jesus still followed him to the mountain. You get what I'm saying? He didn't lead the way. Why? Because he knew who he was already. So when you know who you are, you're not worried about no devil, y'all. Think about it. You're safe. You're good. So why are you panicking? Why are you panicking? You don't have to worry about if a devil is around you when you know who you are. Jesus knew who he was, so he followed him. Allowed him to give him everything that he don't even own himself. I just want y'all to think about that because we're about to go to Earth. And when we come back, we're going to finish this. We're going to finish this. So with that being said, where the music at? Where the music at?
Oh, the music at?
Do we have something? Okay. They want me to freestyle. My name is DB. Can't you see? And I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee. They can't miss me, but if they try, I'm going to sick Shay, you know, and they going to cry.
You could actually say they can because I got the Lord on my side.
Oh! It did. would be real coming down in a ride. Oh! And then Miss Alma gonna come and slide.
Oh! Then we got TC who's gonna take him to church.
Hey. Oh. See, Dad,
well,
we gonna get some We ain't gonna get no hair time music.
If we not gonna get no music, I'm going right into the scripture, Coach David. If she break us off, then we just get to the music and y'all will get the music break. But I'm gonna go ahead and go right into the scripture. There you go.
There we go.
The moon. broke your heart.
Girl, I can't let you stay in this place.
But that was so long ago.
Can I tell you you're blessed?
You have to remind yourself.
Come on, say it with me. I'm more than a conqueror.
You're more than a conqueror. Girl, you are so
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building. Out of everything, out of
everything. More of a culture thing. When you were evil, when you were evil. Can't have a mind with the vulture brain. Stay focused, feeling hopeless.
That's right. Welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I'm your co-host, Coach Shay Samuels, and I'm with your main man, your host with the mostest, Coach David Benson. And if you are just tuning in, we are talking tonight about, are you really about your father's business? If you missed the first half, guess what? You're just going to have to catch the playback when it comes. We got to go ahead and give a shout-out to our sponsors. Shout-out to Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight. If you heard the taping in the beginning of the show, yep, that was Paula G. Voice. If you are a business, a music director, a program director, if you want an infomercial that you can put on any media outlet, we want you to look up Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight. Let her know that Beyond the Fence sent you. You can reach into her at paula@paulagvoice.com or paulagvoice.com. Next, we have Out of Town Auntie. If you are an auntie that travels or you got aunties that travel, we want you to look up their apparel. Listen, if you go to my page or if you go to the Beyond the Radio Facebook page, you will see all of the apparel and all the travel gear to get you prepared for your next event. This is a new sponsor, 10% off of all Beyond the Fence family, and that includes you. Go to www.outoftownauntie.org. Make sure you put the promo code Beyond the Fence, BEYONDAFENCE. To get your 10% discount. And do not forget, you don't have to tell her because the promo code is going to let her know that it came from us. We have to give a great big shout out to the DJ with the most, DJ G Will. If you have an event coming up in any surrounding area, Tennessee, virtual. Listen, DJ G Will is your man on the ones and the twos. You will see him this year, January 21st, 2023, at the God is in Everything Conference. And I'm telling you guys, it is going to be amazing. He lays it down. You can reach into him at beyondthefence.org. Again, that's BEYONDAFENCE.org. Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll? Hey. So he gave me a flat tire instead of a drum roll, but I'll take it. Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC.
It's called being out of breath, Coach Shay. It's called being out of breath. Thank you.
That is Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC, a Beyond the Fence expansion company. I love it the way Coach David Benton says that we have a 100% success rate. If you have a vision that you want to bring to life, listen, we have a 100% success rate of bringing it to life. If you have an existing business and you're looking to do something different, you want to strategize different, you want new ideas, the think outside the box mentality, reach into us and let's talk business. How do you do that? Email us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. Visit our Facebook page at Let's Talk Business Consulting Group. Get some Instagram nuggets at LTB Consulting Group. And also on YouTube, you can get some nuggets there as well. You will find all of our workshops, our classes, our business 101s. And if you want to have a consultation with us, reach into us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. Coach David Benton, I'm going to hand it back over to you.
Well, all right. Thank you, Coach Shay. And if you're just tuning in with us right here on Beyond the Radio, this is your host, your main man, the Coach David Benton, and the Coach Shay Samuels. And we're in the building. We're smiling. Did I sound like a radio host right there, Coach Shay?
You did that.
Yeah, I got brand new on y'all like G-Will. That's right. Yeah. Hey, you know what, Coach A, people, like, don't understand, like, you feel so free when you can be you.
Yeah.
Be happy with who you are. Like, it's okay. Like, understand all of us are different. All of us see the world the way we see the world. And I've said this on here on Beyond the Radio many times to you guys. You got, what, 4 to 7 billion people on the planet. That means that's, I'm going to just say 7. If I'm wrong, hey, don't throw no stones at me, you know, but 7 billion people on the planet. That means there's 7 billion different personalities, and 7 billion people see the world through their own lenses. So that 7 billion people, meaning we have to deal with one another every day, each other's personalities. But I can never be you. You can never be me, no matter how much we may have similarities. You're still your own person, and I'm still my own person. So understand, we always say, man, God made all the snowflakes different. Well, God made us all different, too. Identical twins are not the same. Their appearance may be identical, but they don't have the same spirit, you know. They don't have the same, spirit. Because personality, thought, all that have something to do with it until you manifest it. Like, people don't know your thoughts until they actually manifest through your mouth or through your physical actions. So that's how people know your thoughts, by your actions. Other than that, you can have all type of thoughts in your mind. That don't mean you have to actually go through with it, you know, just because the thoughts conjure up. You don't have to always say or do the first thing on your mind. So that's why we use wisdom. So what you think about that part, Coach Jay?
You always say, too, people see the world through different lenses, and I love that you see that. And I kind of jokingly said as we were ending last week about people and, you know, this identity crisis and how people are praying and praying and praying about, you know, God, help me with this, help me with this. And I'm like, well, how would God know how to find you, especially us women? Because men, y'all are getting a little bad at it, too. I done seen too many Instagram posts where y'all putting weave in your hair. Y'all fading the weave out, y'all putting Beijing in your hair, and you're putting, you know, the sideburns down side to side. God ain't going to know how to find you. God ain't going to. So, Coach David, you said in the beginning when we first started talking about this, how can you be about your father's business if you don't know your own business? And that starts with your identity. That starts with being able to identify. That's what this is all about, you being able to identify with who you are. So a lot of people,
absolutely,
and look, every now and then when I put my makeup on and I put my lashes on and I put my hair on, mm-hmm, I jokingly said to someone the other day, she said, I'm going to get out of your hair for a while. And I said, you might get out of the blonde hair for a minute, or you might get out of the short blonde hair for a minute, but believe me, it's going to be another piece of hair on me tomorrow that you're going to be in. But in order for us to be able to identify with what our, how you said it, Coach David, how can we identify with our father's business if we don't know our own? And that really starts with identifying with who you are. So if you go somewhere and you think, I'm supposed to be here for this reason, I don't care where it is. If you got hired on a job and they hired you to be the receptionist, but you in the bathroom's cleaning, they're going to say you're not doing your job. You're doing a job. You're not doing the job you're hired for. If you go into a church and you say, I've been sent to do this, but here's the thing, for this season you're called to do this, you're misplaced and misappropriated all in the same breath. And so if you don't know how to identify with you, you can't effectively do your work in your father's business. You can't effectively work in it. Pastor Willie said something so good today about his own father. He said, regardless of what he's done to me, he's still my father. So if the Bible says I have to honor him, then regardless of who he's been to me, I have to honor him. So you can't be about the father's business if you don't know who you are. And that's called an identity crisis. Now, Coach David, in this world, we have reality TV. We can make ourselves up to be who we want. We have Facebook. We have Instagram. We can determine through a scroll, this is who I want to be today. Ladies, we know it. I just said it. If I want to be a blonde today, I'm going to be a blonde today. If I want to be a brunette tomorrow, I can be a brunette tomorrow. But underneath all of that, I always know who I am. So you'll never get a chameleon with me. I might look different on the outside, but the inside of me will always be the same. Coach David, I'm always going to lay into you. No, I'm not going to always lay into you, but I'm always going to be the same. I'm always going to be the same. You know, there are people who say, I've known you for years, and you've never changed outside of growth. I love hearing that. Outside of growth, you've always been the same person. You talk to me the same way. You acknowledge me the same way. You know, I see you consistency. Even in my post, there would be people who call me and say, you encourage me just because of your consistency. I mean, I'm going back into your page from 2012, and I see that you've been doing this for a long time. You know how hard it is to find a church even today that stands a year? Or people who used to stay on jobs for 50 years or more, you can't even find someone to stay there 6 months because there's so many alternative options for us to live in this life. So therefore, in that, we lose who we are. And I'm going to hand it back over to you, Coach David, but we do have to get to that point where in order to be about our father's business, we have to know what our own is first.
Absolutely. And the thing about it, I'm going to tell you the biggest thing is what we have to understand is the only way we can really break free is to realize that you program, that you have been programmed. So now you have to deprogram yourself. That's what it's about. Like, we all been programmed, and we have, like, we allow celebrities, TV, stuff like that to control the narrative and say, okay, well, they tell you what looks good, what don't look good, what to wear, what's not, what's not. So everybody is trying to you know, be accepted. You know, that's what it's about. Everybody want to be accepted. Then, you know, it's hard to be your authentic self because nobody wants to feel left out. But here's the reality. When I did go to prison, I didn't care. You're like, man, I'm me. You know, and everybody felt the same way, man. I'm me. You know, you had fake guys, but we called them fake. Why? Because they got a problem with being themselves. Even the ones who want to be super hard and tough all day. Like, bro, that can't be the real you. Like, you're putting on an image. We don't want no beef with you, man. Just do our time and go home and enjoy our family. Like, you don't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? But it blesses people. Because I didn't have to go through seeing fights every day and all the stuff you see on TV. People was trying to better themselves to go home. Like, that's for real in the feds. So stop being afraid of one another. You know what I'm saying? That's the first thing. So it's going to take courage. That's going to take courage. What you like is what you like. You know what I'm saying? If you think ice cream is the nastiest thing you ever tasted, you have a right to say that. But don't be going by other people's paradigm because now you're not living, you know, through your own spirit. You taking somebody else's. You know what I'm saying? So I think that this is very important. You know, as we just go through this thing called life, man, it's like, people are trying to be accepted. That's one thing Jesus didn't do. He wasn't worried about being accepted by the Pharisees and Sadducees. That's why he went and picked out people who he believed that was like-minded according to who they already was in the first place. He accepted them for them. That's why when he was with the tax collectors, he could handle them. Let me tell you why, because he accepted them for them, because he had a goal in mind. He wasn't focused too much on their imperfections. He was more focused on what they could add, how they could be a value, an asset to what he has for him, because he about his father's business. He came to do a specific job. So he wasn't worried about that part. The religious people was, the Pharisees and Sadducees. The Pharisees was more worried about it than anything, because they was religious. They was with Judaism. So, like, let me give you an example. Let's just say a man comes to church, right, and he smokes cigarettes and uses profanity. When I met him, he was like that, right? I introduced him to this church. And we all have a good time, and he's doing. But you know what? Understand, just because you brought him to church doesn't mean he gonna stop smoking cigarettes and using profanity that same day. Your job, you got him there. Now allow God to deal with him through the Spirit. The more he grow, I don't think the cigarettes is a sin. I think if he's running out of breath, he trying to run a mile, and he can't do it. He you know, he breathing, wheezing hard and all that. Be like, bro, you might need to quit smoking the cigarettes. You get what I'm saying? That's a health issue. I don't think that's a spiritual issue. We got to accept him for who he is, right? All right, he using profanity. How's that affecting me, though? And I'm saying this because Jesus walked up there with I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? The devil came and started kicking, and we started talking to God with Job, with the issue with Job.
Right. Right.
God didn't be like, I rebuke you right now in the name of myself. God didn't do that.
For what? Right.
For what? What's the purpose? Let me tell you what God knows. It's a waste of his time. He's eternal, so he don't have to worry about time. He still didn't waste his eternity on the devil because the devil's presence was there. Let me tell you why, because God know who God is. And God said, listen, I created you to be in my image, to be just like me. Be you. I created you to be just like the snowflakes, different. You different.
Yeah.
But don't use that as a crutch to fail in life. I used to beat myself up because I felt I wasn't good enough. Because I used to be like, Mama, I'm scared to pray. Because it seemed like when I prayed, the opposite happened. because my prayers was according to how I thought it should be. So the prayers weren't really for me. You know what I'm saying? The prayers weren't for me.
Yeah.
Because my real self prayed differently. Mm-hmm. I just didn't let it come out. I held those back because I thought they wasn't, you know, they wasn't the right type of prayers. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just want to encourage everybody, don't be afraid to be your authentic self when God simply said he created you in his image and his likeness. His image and his likeness. He didn't create you to be nothing but you. Don't try to be a selfie. You're never going to live up to people's expectations because we all disagree at some point in time. Don't depend on me to make you happy, sad, mad. Don't depend on me to make you laugh, none of that. Just know I'm a person. I'm going to let you down eventually because I'm going to do something that you just disagree with or disapprove of. And you know what? I'm cool with that. You know? Like, for real. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool with your differences. I'm cool with what you believe in and what you don't believe in. We wouldn't have 30,000 different sects of Christianity if it weren't for this beef of who doctrine is right, who's wrong. Man, if that's the way you think, man, think like that. It's all right with me, Queen. Hey, sir, I get you. God bless you. I love you. Well, I don't think that this, all right, brother. It's cool. We got to learn to accept each other for being authentic. It's okay to be different. We are different. But you have to accept it. The way I see the world, Coach Shay, you don't see the world. We may have similarities and we might agree on certain things how we see the world, but at some point, you just butt heads. That's life. You do that. We do that with our children. You know what I'm saying? Like, who came out of you as a woman? We do it. Think about it. We do it with everybody that we close to, our parents. We're different, but we have similarities. So that's all I want to do is tell y'all that, Kings and Queens. You close the show. Coach Shay, please.
Well, I thank you again for your words, Coach David, and just blessing us with your insight. I am going to read out of Luke 2, 41 through 52. 41, Luke 2, 41 to 52. So 41 says, and his parents used to go to Jerusalem every year for a feast, for the feast of the Passover. And when he became 12, they went up there according to the customs of the feast. And as they were returning after spending the full number of days, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, and his parents were unaware of it, but supposed him to be in the caravan and went on a day's journey, and they began looking for him among their relatives and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem looking for him. And it came about there after 3 days they found him in the temple sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when they saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, Son, why have you treated us this way? Behold, your father and I have been anxiously looking for you. And he said to them, Why is it that you were looking for me? Did you not know that I had to be in my father's house? And they did not understand the statement which he had made to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and he continued this in subjection to them. And his mother treasured all the things in her heart. And Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature and in the favor of God and in men. So I want to leave you guys with that as we close, that at the end of the day, our topic was, are we really about our Father's business? The reality of it is if we're about our Father's business, everybody else's business has nothing to do with us. The Bible is specifically to teach us and to train us and to grow us up so that we can truly be about our Father's business. And that passage said that Jesus even disappeared from his own family. And they, when he went amongst, at a young age, went amongst, listened, and was being taught. And he said to his own mother, I'm about my father's business. So this week, when people come about you, when things come against you, first and foremost, look at yourself. What are they gravitating to? What's in your heart? What have you been thinking? What have you been doing? Something pulled this towards you. So therefore, you have to make sure that this week and going forward that you are truly about your father's business. Listen, this is Beyond the Radio. Please connect with us on Facebook at Beyond the Radio. Make sure that you connect with everything that we're doing on Beyond the Fence. We do want to give a great big shout out to the Beyond the Fence family, the Elations family, and we want you guys to tune in every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every single Sunday, you're going to get a new topic, maybe a continued topic, but they're always going to be good. So, Coach David, thank you again. And with that being said, where the music at? 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 Where the music at?
We just stick together.